I think we must have spent a total of 95 to 212 hours singing along to Smith's songs in the van on tour.
After hearing the music of LA band Fool's Gold, it's clear that they're highly influenced by African and Middle Eastern rhythms and melodies, but there's also a fair amount of 80s pop weaved into their latest album, Leave No Trace. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The band Fool's Gold began to take shape about 4 years ago, when Luke Topp and Louis Pezikoff bonded over music. As a kind of freeform experiment, they began inviting friends and relatives to these very informal jam sessions that they hosted. After a while, these sessions began yielding the songs that would eventually end up on their debut self-titled album, which was released in 2009. That album ended up getting them a lot of positive attention. Music critics were impressed with the way the band was able to fit their world music influences into a Western pop template. Many of the songs on that first album were actually sung in Hebrew, but on their sophomore release, Leave No Trace, it's mostly sung in English. When the band stopped by WFUV's Studio A, they talked about the language transition within their records.
With this whole process of kind of honing in on what we're doing, I was really just been drawn to utilize my language, English, you know, the language I speak every day, the language that's more readily available to me. I wanted to kind of apply what I learned by singing in Hebrew, and which was a lot. You know, I really got a lot from singing Hebrew, and it really kind of opened me up and cracked the shell open and allowed me to, you know, write and sing in whole new ways. And I wanted to kind of utilize that and apply that to some English lyrics. Just felt drawn to that, you know, it's kind of making it more personal, more intimate. It just felt right with these songs to sing in English. And I'm who's to say where we're going from here, but for these songs, I felt it feels appropriate.
You know, you meld those Hebrew sounds, the Caribbean sounds, the Middle Eastern sounds, and I think I saw a description somewhere you guys referred to the music as trap pop or something like that.
Yeah, that was somebody at some border guard was kind of being a schmuck in Canada, and he asked us what kind of music we play, and I said trap pop, and he looked at me like he had no idea what I was saying, and I think that kind of stuck for a while. Yeah.
But that has to be sort of a norm for you guys. If somebody just says, you know, if you say you're in a band, you try to describe what you do, yeah. It's not something you're going to do in two words.
I just cry. I just start crying. Or laughing, one or the other.
Depending on what authority figure is asking, I say we're Christian music.
It depends how much time we have, too. Like, hey,
I was going to say, like,
what kind of music do you play on? How much do you have? 3 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can describe everything, but it helps just to listen to it.
In the kingdom of Mande in the 12th century. Yeah. So trap pop works.
All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah,
we'll
please, with that. Please do.
We're not quite a wild window, open to the aching hot sun.
Live music from the band Fool's Gold and the song Wild Window. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer, Jim O'Hara, and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.